I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In the arcade game Whack-A-Mole, players use a rubber hammer to force plastic moles back into hiding. It's similar to what one powerful Hindu group is doing to India's Christians. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA explains.
The RSS has organized a nationwide network of people to report Christian activity. They want to have radical Hindu nationalists stationed in every one of India's villages, which is something like 700,000 villages, watching for Christian activity, watching for the gospel to be going forward, and then actively trying to strike that down.
Despite this increased persecution, believers say the gospel continues to spread and the church is growing. Find ways to help India's persecuted Christians at missionnews.org. And how can people with no written language read the Bible? E3 Partners is planning a mission trip to South Sudan in late March, and Jeff Johnston explains why he's especially excited about this trip.
There's unreached people groups there that are 99% oral only, meaning that if you hand them a Bible, they're not going to know what to do with it because ultimately their communication and their learning comes through orality. It comes through speaking. And so what we're able to do there is through our orality team, we're able to go and share the gospel with people through verbal stories. And we have teams of people that have been doing that for over a decade now.
If you're interested, Johnston urges you to check out E3 Partners and also pray for open hearts to the gospel. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.